Hello, nursepreneurs. Welcome back. Today, I'm going to say something that might sting a little. You'll never break free from nursing because of this one mistake I'm about to uncover. I know, it's not because you're lazy, unmotivated, or not cut out for business. It's because you're trying to do it alone. You're trying to build a whole new life and identity, shifting from nurse to entrepreneur, without the support your nervous system deserves and needs to feel safe in navigating that change. In this episode, I'm going to show you the science behind why this is happening, how healthcare trauma wires nurses to stay in survival for eternity unless we interrupt it, and why co-regulated support is the missing piece to finally creating the freedom that you are craving. So if you've been looping, stuck in fear, overthinking, burning out, and thinking or living from maybe next year energy, this one's going to feel like a deep exhale. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. The truth of the matter is, what you're experiencing is not a strategy problem, it's a nervous system problem. We've all been taught that success is about strategy, right? Especially in business, the perfect business plan, the right idea, the right timing, the right profitable niche. But here's what I've noticed having coached many nurses through this process and gone through it myself, that most nurses in transition to nursepreneur don't know. When you've been working in chronic stress, i.e. insert here healthcare and nursing, for years, your nervous system is wired for survival, not for creation. Bear with me. Your brain's stress center, amygdala, is your internal threat detector. It sees any change as danger. Even positive change, like building a business, buying a house, flying overseas, can feel unsafe. When that happens, your prefrontal cortex, the rational part of your brain that makes clear rational decision, shuts down. When your amygdala's online, your prefrontal cortex shuts down. Therefore, you can't plan, dream, or take consistent action because your body and your mind screaming, we are not safe. So this might look like overthinking absolutely every step in pursuit of your goals. You might freeze when it's time to take action. You might find yourself in sabotage patterns where you self-sabotage opportunities that you have dreamt of and that you've waited for years. Or you stay stuck in the land of maybe. Maybe later, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. And all whilst you're doing this, you're telling yourself that you just need to try harder and be more strategic. But the truth is, you're not under-motivated, you're under-supported. Now let's add on top of this a layer of healthcare trauma, okay? Because this is one of the main reasons why nurses struggle to break free. As nurses, we've spent in environments that have trained your body and your mind to survive, not to thrive. I've spoken about this a lot on the podcast. You've 100% experienced chronic understaffing and unsafe ratios. You've experienced moral injury, knowing that your patients needed something but not being able to provide it. You've seen or experienced bullying, gaslighting, or invalidation of needs of yourselves, your patients, or others. You've been praised for overworking and punished for resting, taking a drink at the nurse's station, sitting down for the 1 second and the nurse manager catches you, equating your worth with how much you sacrifice. If I just work a 24-hour shift, then, you know, I'm more worthy to the team. Over time, This creates micro traumas that rewires your baseline. You therefore become a hypervigilant, overgiving, perfectionistic individual who's deeply afraid of getting it wrong. That's how we're trained in the system. So in doing so, we learn that safety means staying quiet. How many people on your unit speak up at a team meeting? I used to run them as a nurse unit manager. No one ever spoke up, even when I tried to create the most safe, inviting environment. Why? Because everybody's chronically dysregulated and experiencing compounding micro and macro healthcare traumas. It's easier and safer to just stay quiet than to speak up against the system. You might have learned that safety means following orders, just doing what you're told. How many people do what they're told and it gets them in trouble because they're not actually critically thinking, because their amygdala brain is running the show and their prefrontal cortex is offline, i.e. not critically thinking. How many times have you heard people say in healthcare, no one critically thinks anymore? No, they don't, because they're in safety amygdala brain thinking, not asking for more. You might learn that safety means I'm not going to ask for more. I don't deserve more. It's not possible. It's not available to me. And finally, never ever putting yourself first. Always thinking about your team, your workplace, your family, your friends before you even think about yourself. So when you go to start to think about building your own business, or you see people like myself building their own business, to speak up, to be seen, to take up space, your brain and your body is like, hell to the no. Wait a minute, this feels so unsafe. We've been punished for breaking the rules, quote unquote, before. And I want to tell you that that is not failure. It is your trauma physiology. And we have all experienced this to varying degrees. So polyvagal theory tells us that we can't create from fight, flight, or freeze. Polyvagal theory being the idea that we are, you know, our nervous system states are influenced by our amygdala or our prefrontal cortex brain. And polyvagal theory is quite in-depth and intense to get your head around, but effectively it is nervous system states, fight or flight, freeze. And it tells us that we can only create and build and ideate and dream from ventral vagal safety, what I call homeostasis, that feeling of being safe in your nervous system when you feel grounded and supported. How often in your nursing job do you feel grounded and supported? How often are you working from fight, flight, or freeze? So many of us spend our whole life there, and it seeps into our personal lives from work as well. Because at a deep subconscious level, your nervous system is constantly scanning and perceiving threats, and we've trained it to be on hyper alert all the time. So we actually have to train it to create safety. It seems ridiculous, but it's how we heal, and it's how we actually break free from nursing. This is where most nurses start to stall or stop themselves from starting a business. It's never because they lack skills. It's not because you're not smart and amazing and incredible and have so much to offer, despite what your brain might tell you. It's because you're trying to build, ideate, create, niche, price from a nervous system that's trained to be captive in survival. And so the mistake that I see that nurses are making, and you may be making with love, kindness, and compassion, but I want to raise your awareness to it, is trying to heal and build alone. We have been conditioned as nurses to figure it out ourselves, to be the strong, resilient, high performer, to be fine, to just get on with that, because what else can we do? So when it comes to building your business or breaking free from nursing, getting a new career, getting a new job, you try to DIY your way through transformation and change. You might be listening to the podcast like this podcast, downloading free resources, reading books, waiting for confidence to magically appear. But the reality, what I've learned to be true, having heavily invested in myself and sought out co-regulatory support, identity shifts and transitions don't happen in isolation. They cannot happen in isolation. Okay, we need that social co-regulatory support because we are socially regulated beings. Your nervous system is designed to need co-regulation, to borrow safety, calm, belief from other people until you internalize it and you believe it. So the science shows us that mirror neurons mean we literally sink to the energy of safe, regulated others. When you're in the presence of people, I want you to start paying attention to how well regulated, calm, and controlled am I when I'm around people that are reflecting that back to me. Limbic resonance lets us feel seen and soothed, and psychological safety switches off the brain from defense to creativity. When we have internalized psychological safety that we create ourselves, alongside the support of someone that's holding space for us, we get to move out of amygdala stress response thinking, hypervigilance, overthinking, worrying, planning, trying to control the uncontrollable, to creative, co-regulatory, homeostatic, safety, where we're grounded, and we can build, ideate, and have ideas and goals and plans. That's why when we do go on holiday, or we do have a break from work, and we actively regulate ourselves, whether you know that you're doing it or not, you do have more insights, more ahas, more ideas, because your stress brain is not constantly thinking about the next thing and all of the things that you have to be doing. So without co-regulatory support, right, you stay trapped in loops of overthinking, self-doubt, paralysis, niche paralysis, business procrastination paralysis, shame spirals, I should have done this by now, everybody else is doing it, why can't I do it? And so you can't, hear me when I say you can't regulate, self-regulate your way into a new identity on your own. You need co-regulated environments where growth feels safe. So that is why I created the Nursepreneur Academy and why I've invested so much in learning and understanding trauma, our nervous system, and how to self-coach and self-lead. These are essential ingredients, I'm sure you will agree, that are missing from nursing curriculum and for some of us, life curriculum. Some of you listening to this right now have been lucky enough to be taught this and to, you might be thinking like, duh, everybody knows this, but not everyone. I certainly was not taught this. And I know, and I'm speaking to the people that haven't been taught this, that are starting to realize that in order to get to where they want to be, they need to find that safety and co-regulation that they've never had access to. So in the Nursepreneur Academy, we blend the nervous system-informed coaching with cognitive mindset coaching, strategic business building, and community and mentorship. And that allows you to be surrounded by nurses who are walking the same path, people who just get it, who are learning to mirror safety, courage, and possibility so that you can build and grow a business that works for you while supporting others to do the same. Here's what actually happens when you have access to this kind of support. You go from thinking, daydreaming, ideating about freedom to taking the micro steps to be able to build it. Okay, when we start to regulate our nervous system, work on our mindset, we start to think thoughts that allow us to feel the way that we need to feel to take the actions to create the results that we desire. It does not happen in any other way. That is the way that you change your life, is by aligning your nervous system, working on your mindset, and then aligning your thinking, your feeling, and your actions to create the result. You learn to start to prioritize regulation without blaming or shaming yourself for being lazy. Anytime that I go to regulate now, I have this internal narrative that's like, oh my God, you're lazy. You should just get on with it. You should be able to do this. But I have to remind myself, I'm healing 12 years of healthcare trauma and also other life traumas that have happened to me, be them little or big traumas that have etched themselves in my nervous system and that have created suffering for me that I have to gift myself permission to heal from in order to be the best version of myself for me and for me only. And so we learn to regulate before we react and respond. We start making decisions, aligned, really smart, safe decisions from calm, not chaos. There are so many of you that are doing more certifications and qualifications through proving, not through calm, centered decision-making. You're doing it because you don't feel like enough. You feel like you'll be more validated and worthy to the workplace and worthy to yourself when you make more money. I did all of that, and I'm here to tell you, it doesn't change anything unless you learn how to regulate and co-regulate yourself with people that you can trust and feel safe around. And then you learn to rebuild trust in yourself. So many of you are sitting on the fence about joining NPA because you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself to make decisions, right? Because we outsource our decision-making to doctors, physiotherapists, speech pathologists, nurse unit manager, educator, they all know better than us, right? We never publicly disclose that, but that's what's going through our mind. And so I want to give you permission to see that when you start to do this work and you do the groundwork of mindset and nervous system capacity building, it will change your life personally and professionally, and it will help you build a business that can scale and grow, that feels spacious, luxurious, abundant, to be able to create the life and relationships and connections that you deserve. We've had nurses that have joined us in the MPA that have been sitting on business ideas for years, right? And within a couple of weeks in the MPA, they're taking action. They're smashing through the curriculum. They're showing up to the coaching calls. They're asking really amazing questions. They're finally meeting themselves. They're regulating their nervous system. They've had better relationships with their partner. Some people have lost weight, right? Some people finally shift, like it's finally safe for them to shift the weight that they've been carrying because they're finally doing work that heals them. And they're not constantly in this state of fight or flight or stress response, okay? And so that's the beauty of doing this work. It's essential for business building, but it's essential for life building. You get to become the version of you you came here to be through doing the work that is internalized mindset and nervous system capacity building. Everything else is an added extra and bonus. And that's what's so important about this work. So I want you to think about the formula being like this. We must, first and foremost, in order to build our business or to break free from nursing or to take a career shift, we have to learn to regulate ourselves. Because when we regulate ourselves, we become or we create nervous system safety. We come out of amygdala thinking into prefrontal cortex thinking, and we bring our prefrontal cortex online, and we have this calm, centered groundedness to be able to make decisions. From that place of safety, you think thoughts that are more aligned to safety thoughts. You feel emotions that feel safe to feel. And from those emotions, you take action and you create results that you desire to create. Without regulation and safety, that whole process of thoughts, feelings, actions, results will be influenced by a fight or flight freeze brain. So you don't build freedom by forcing yourself. You build it by feeling safe enough to lean into the expansion and the abundance that you're looking for. So the reality is, like, it's not a you problem, okay? If you've been stuck looping, frustrated, overthinking, overprioritizing, it's not because you're broken. It's because the system has rewarded self-sacrifice. And honestly, even though we say we're autonomous nurses, it punishes autonomy. It punishes you for being creative outside of, like, coloring outside of the lines of the system. So you can't, hear me when I say this, you cannot build a business, a freedom-led business, from a dysregulated, overgiving, burnt-out baseline. You need co-regulatory support to help your nervous system feel safe in success. It's ridiculous, but I'm telling you right now, success is not safe for most people. It's not safe for them. It's never been safe for them. And so therefore, you constantly self-sabotage. You constantly hit a ceiling and you cannot move forward. It's because you haven't created capacity in your nervous system to be more successful or to create more abundance. When you co-regulate your nervous system, you're going to be able to learn how to trust yourself, but trust resting and the importance of resting. I literally never stop. And when I learned this, I now give myself permission to rest and to do things that refill my cup. And we also create capacity and space for you to believe that you deserve more. This is what's so important, is you get to align your thinking and rewire your amazing, incredible brain and neural pathways to start seeing and believing how you deserve more and how you can create more. So it's not about fixing you, because you're not broken, right? If I was fucking broken, I would not be here today. It's about freeing yourself from the confines of the system that has traumatized you, that has got you in a chronic state of fight or flight, that is probably contributing to multiple comorbidities or chronic conditions that you've had that you can't explain, or to this constant hangover of fatigue and lethargy that you know is coming from being in a career that's misaligned. Learning how to self-lead and self-coach is going to break you free from the system, regardless of which path you take. It's an essential ingredient. That's why most of us, when we are at this crossroads of what do we do, where do we go, we're so lost, we're so stuck, we're having the dark night of the soul, we go to IT coaching or a workplace coaching, I can't remember the name of it now. We might use the nurse midwifery helpline. Like, why are all of these systems being invested in? Because that is where you wake up. That is where you free yourself. That is where you give yourself permission to see that you've just been downtrodden and that there's an amazing, incredible human being that lies underneath all of that conditioning and trauma that deserves to be woken up, that needs to be woken up for your health, vitality, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, physical health. It is a non-negotiable. The longer you put that off, the longer you suffer. That was my exact experience, and I did it for 10 plus years. And now, spaciousness, abundance, creativity, fun, playfulness. I still have traumas. I still have burnout. I still experience the other end of the spectrum, but I have more tools to be able to manage it. I have deeper capacity to be able to tolerate it and to navigate it and to recover quicker. And that is about building that internal world and toolkit. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself, as you're thinking about this, as we wrap up, as we come towards the end of the Nursepreneur Academy launch for October, how long have you been dreaming, ideating about of change? How much longer are you willing to stay stuck in survival, suffering? Because that's what it is. I'm calling it what it is. You are suffering. Your mental health, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual health is suffering, and you deserve better. You can create better. Let me be an example of that. Let all the people that have been on this podcast be an example of what's possible when you choose to break free and to do it in a co-regulated way. What would happen or could happen for you if you invested in the MPA and you gave yourself the support that you so freely give to everybody else? What if you got the support that you deserve and you desire to be able to create the results that you've been thinking of for a long time? You don't need to have all of the answers. That's not why I ask them. But I hope that it triggers or acknowledges something within you that needs to be heard, a part of you that needs to be seen and acknowledged and validated, and hold some space for that part. The reality is most of us as nurses need to decide to stop doing it alone, okay? Because that is not serving us, and it hasn't. So the Nursepreneur Academy is open until the 17th of October. It is your co-regulated container for growth. I hope you better understand how important co-regulation is in building and growing your business. We're going to help you heal the conditioning that keeps you playing small, keeps you feeling small, keeps you stuck in survival. We're going to build a business that sets you free. And I hope that lights you the fuck up and makes you feel so excited and hopeful that there is a path out of this. There is a way out of this. I know I suffered for years Googling, searching, seek scrolling, doom scrolling, LinkedIn scrolling, applying for 300 jobs, believing that that was the only way to build and grow my life and my career. And to be able to facilitate other people's growth and provide that co-regulated support is literally a dream come true for me now. I love it. I love doing it. I love helping people. I want to also help you learn to earn from safety. What if you could make your money from safety, not constant stress and overwhelm? Think about how much that would change in your life, personally, professionally, your relationships, your relationship with yourself, your inner narrative, that constant nagging, the inner matron, right? Imagine if you could learn to earn from safety, not stress. I love that so much. And I want that for every single nurse. So what do you do? If you are ready to rock and roll and you want to join the Nursepreneur Academy and co-regulate alongside me and your amazing Nursepreneur Academy peers, many of whom you've heard on this podcast that are doing so well and are working through things that they never thought they would do, and it's purely because we co-regulate and it's trauma-informed and it's a space for healing and growing and building a sustainable, abundant nurse-led business. What you need to do is jump into the show notes, book your fit check call with me. I'll be on the call. We will deep dive into your ideas, your business. We'll regulate with each other, and then we'll make an informed decision about whether this is the right step for you or not. This is the last time to join the Nursepreneur Academy in 2025. We're closing doors and we will reopen in 2026. But don't be that person that sits on a fence. Don't be a person that instantly regrets it. Give yourself the permission to get all the help and support you deserve. I cannot wait to chat to you on the Nursepreneur Fit Check call and to welcome you in to the Nursepreneur Academy. I'll leave you with this. It's really important that you give yourself permission to regulate, rise, and let's build your freedom together. No empire is built alone. You're not stuck. You're under-supported. And now is the time to change that by joining the Nursepreneur Academy. A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms without the shift work? You, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com. If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse-led business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside-to-business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.